Now sit down, let me talk to you about meetings before we go tonight. My sermon should have started from Matthew 16. Let that one be tomorrow. I know you have opened to Matthew 16. If you like, open to Genesis 1:1. You know, the Holy Spirit, Reverend Mark Hankins made a statement, very outstanding statement. He said, the Holy Spirit is given to you to take you from theology to experiences. You know, there are people that don't have the experiences. Christianity has experiences. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to us to have experiences. He puts it like this. He says to take you from theology, or your theology from information to reality. That's why the Holy Spirit is given to you. If you say God is your guide, the Holy Spirit makes it happen. If you say he is your salvation, he seals you by the Spirit. If you say he is your light, he leads you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, takes you from theology to experiences. Theology is important. We must study. But you know, after Jesus taught his disciples, pay attention now, for before then, in Luke's gospel, you know, he had been teaching and they were there. They were listening. He taught them. And in fact, Matthew 7, 28, 29 says, they were astonished. Everyone was astonished at his teaching. All right? Now, in Luke's gospel chapter 9, in verse 1 and 2, he had taught them. Okay? He now gave them power and authority over unclean spirits, sickness and disease. In Luke 10:19, he said, over all the power of the enemy. Now, why didn't he just stop with teaching? No, he gave them the information, then he gave them the power to make the information move from knowledge to an experience. That's why he gives us the Spirit. See, when he taught them for 40 days, according to Luke's gospel and Luke's account in Acts 1, 2, and 3, he now said, he gave them what you call the Great Commission. You know what he told them? He said, behold, Luke 24, 49, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Wait. That is camp. Hallelujah. Camp. So I say camp. Good. Wait in the city of Jerusalem. He gave them a place till you be endued with power from on high. Now in Luke 24, he mentioned Jerusalem two times. In Luke 24, 47, he said they will start preaching beginning at Jerusalem. Acts 1, 8, repeated it again. He gave them a place. Then it's Luke 24, 49, he says, tarry there, wait, till you be endued with power from on high. Now, he had taught them, okay? And having taught them, he gave them the ministry of the Spirit. Which means the Spirit will bring to reality everyday experiences what I've seen in God's Word. If I'm going to walk like Christ, it's called walking in the Spirit. If I'm going to live like Christ, it's called living in the Spirit. So the Spirit takes us from information, okay? We'll look at this one later. From what God has done, I'm saved, all right? I've got authority in Christ. I'm seated in Christ. That's what God has done. To what God is doing. So the Spirit of God is given to us so that we will be in what God is doing. We're walking in the Spirit. God is doing that. We're ministering in the Spirit. God is doing that. We're praying in the Spirit. We're living by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit. So the Spirit is given to us to bring to everyday experiences what we've seen in the world. Are you here? So, listen carefully. Jesus told them to wait till they are endued with power from on high. So that the activities of Christ Jesus will not cease after the 40 days. Matthew 28, 20 says, lo, I'm with you always. You know, those people he said it to understood him perfectly. They had seen his ministry. Peter was preaching about him in Acts 10:38. He said, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So they were eyewitnesses. So when he told them, I am with you, they knew that they had to be active. Because Jesus was active. They knew that the meaning of that is that the Christian walk, life after the cross, as we call it now, is a life of the Spirit. Where we learn how to yield to the Spirit. Where we learn how to walk in the Spirit. Where we learn how to flow in the Spirit. Why? Because it takes you from theology and information alone into a vital experience. When he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The Holy Spirit brings that to reality. Where he says to you that what he that believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater, because I go to my Father. The Holy Spirit brings that to reality. That's why he said, I'll pray the Father, John 14, 16. He will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. See that truth, reality, which the world cannot receive because it's here and not. You know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we begin to see in our everyday life what Jesus Christ has done. It mustn't just be a sermon. No, it must be in our everyday life. Listen carefully. So I'm just going to go very briefly now because of time. You know, I told somebody a couple of days ago, I said, if you remove supernatural events from the Bible, you remove that, you remove supernatural events, things that are not earthly things, okay? If you remove it from the Bible, what will remain? Have you thought about it? Remove the supernatural events and they start from the first chapter. Hallelujah. They start from the very first chapter. Remove all the supernatural events, the weird things, the things that science cannot explain. Remove them from your Bible. I'm sure you won't have many pages left. Because it's a book of the supernatural. That's what it is. Supernatural experiences. That's why we're still wondering whether snakes can talk or not. It's weird. Then he starts talking about a garden and cherubims. Then he starts saying, what is all this? Then the voice of somebody is crying from the ground. What does it mean? What about the fact that God was talking and they heard him? They were having a conversation. Is it AI? No. You want to go on? Everything is weird. Everything is weird. He calls Noah, and Noah builds an ark. And that ark, that is not a ship. It does not sail, doesn't move, but stays above the water. Abba. 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 I believe it. Woo! Glory! Sit down. I believe that. What about a guy? The guy is in his house and God calls him. Or some guys, you know, they wanted to build a tower called a Ziggurat. And God says, let's go do something to these guys. He didn't know what came upon them. He just said, I'm going my way. That's a weird stuff. That's a weird stuff. Then he calls Abraham. Abraham said, yeah, I'm here.
didn't say, come on, we're going to a place.
Weird stuff.
If you say, Abraham, where are you going?
Well, Yahweh called me.
Who's that? Leave that to me.
Ha! Abraham has, have you checked your mental health?
No, it's not mental health, this is supernatural.
Hallelujah!
Then Abraham is old. He's trying to adopt. Right? Eliezer. And God said, no, Abby, you're gonna have a son.
Everything is weird.
Come on.
That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
So you're gonna have a child.
You're not just one child. You're gonna be father of many nations.
That doesn't make sense.
How do I explain that? Which Hebrew word can I use to explain it? Or Greek word? Say, well, the context of that, armor is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah.
How do you explain it? How do you explain it? If Jacob says, you know what? Today I had an encounter with the vine. So what happened? So we were having, say, are you okay?
I'm very much okay. Hallelujah!
How do you explain it? How do you explain it? That a prisoner comes out and is the one that can interpret the dream of the king.
Doesn't make sense, right? Doesn't make sense. He's not a PhD holder. He hasn't got any degree, but he's got the Holy Ghost. Come on. How do you explain that?
How do you explain? How do you explain? How do you explain that Moses was hid in the house of Pharaoh and Pharaoh didn't know? He raised up his nemesis, gave him scholarship. How do you explain that? Doesn't make sense. No.
But that's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, I like the weird stuff. I like the weird stuff. I like the weird stuff. And then Moses is in, he's in, sit down, come on. He's in the back of the desert. And then he sees a bush bunny. No, no bush bunny. Let me tell you something. Could this camera capture it? How now? How? The officer. He saw the bush burning. And it did not burn. He said, take off your shoes. What are you wearing? It's a holy ground. It's a holy ground. Come on. And he got a rock. He got to throw it down. He said, throw it down. This is a serpent. So wow. I like the weird stuff. Hallelujah. That's heaven on earth. Come on. I said, that's heaven on earth. And that's camp meeting 2024. That's camp meeting 2024. Come on. How do you explain it?
I don't know. Some folks are arguing whether people can follow not the power.
Sense follow you. Sense follow you.
Abba. A virgin has a child. Is the weirdest thing you can think about. There is no explanation to it. There is even no theology to it. There is no context to it. So the context, there is no context. It's just the power of God. That's what it is.
I believe in the weird stuff.
Come on.
I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. How do you explain if they give a testimony and say, Elijah said, I outran a chariot. You know, wait. You know, you're going to ask Elijah, come and do it again. And he will not be able to do it again.
But that doesn't mean he did not do it. He outran a chariot.
He outran a chariot. That means the Holy Ghost can come on you to run. Some people are still talking about following under the power. I'm saying a prophet, his tongue was stuck to his tongue, to the roof of his mouth. That's the power of God. How do you explain it? Saul of Tarsus was not seen and he was seen. How do you explain it? I love the where stuff. You know, in John 12, Jesus was with the people. People were there. And they heard God speak. They didn't know it's thunder. You know, rain wants to fall. Like you say, only a year. Which rain wants to fall? That was the voice of God. I believe in the where stuff. Amen. What theology is changing your mind? Oh, you're explaining the way. Somebody was trying to explain the way speaking in tongues. See, is it not you that needs tongues? Saying, you know, it's not the tongues people are speaking today. Okay, which one is it? It's one they are not speaking. How do you know? Do you speak in tongues? No. How do you know the one they are speaking? Not right. I just know. Unbelief kill you there. Unbelief wants to kill you. What do you mean by that? You know, Luke was not on the day of Pentecost. But Luke is a believer. When he wrote it with certainty. There came a sound. He was not there. But when you are a believer, even when you are not there, you will still say it is happening. He was not there. I believe it. He said they were all in one place. There came a sound. He was not there. But he is used to the supernatural. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house. Now listen. If you had sent CNN or DSTV stations to go and check it, they will say it's a lie. Which sound? I was there. Sound, whoa. Psh. Sure. Which sound? There was no sound. Those who saw it, saw it. Those who heard it, heard it. Those who were filled, were filled. Say, the cloven tongues as of fire is sat upon each of them. Imagine you going to home and say, what happened at your meeting? Say, fire was on us. Honestly. You these Pentecostals. You these charismatics. That is why we win more souls. Come on. That's why we pray more. There's something about the move of the Holy Ghost. You find yourself praying more. Praying more. How are you praying? Because it's the Holy Ghost. You're praying in the Spirit more. See, there was something on there. The moving of the Spirit. How do you explain? Philip says, you know, I was in Samaria or the desert. I was just taken away. I believe it. I believe it. I am a believer. This is Camp Meeting. I believe it. And I receive it. Shout hallelujah. I believe in the worst stuff. I believe somebody can fall down and have trance. I believe people can be carried from a meeting home. How did Paul leave the road to Damascus? They took him. Say, what kind of a Christian garden is that? People are not even going in their cars. They have to carry them. I like that, God. You are a non-believer. I believe it. I believe people can be in a meeting, drunk for hours. We'll leave them there. I believe it. It's right there in God's word. If it has happened before, it can happen again. Hallelujah! I believe in the worst stuff, man. I believe in the worst stuff. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Come on, I believe it. I believe it. No wonder when they saw Peter preach, there is something that happened.
fire, wings, mighty sound. Something has to happen now. When he was preaching, he said, is this not that guy? A sound from heaven had happened. As of a rushing mighty wind had happened. Cloving tongues as of fire sat upon him. He will preach differently now. He will be bolder. He will have signs. He will have wonders. Diverse miracles. And gifts of the Holy Ghost. In this conference, get ready for the weird stuff. You know, when a teaching meeting is going on, you know, it's a teaching meeting, so let me just pay attention and be taking notes. But Luke 5:17 says the power of the Lord was present. You can make of any session what you want it to be. While Peter yet spake, you know, wait. You know, some guys, their job is their spectators. Some people are watching us now, not to learn. They are looking for something to criticize. I'll give you a lot. Now, wait. Do you know, if you are having a service and you are teaching, there's people who say, just flow in the Holy Ghost. Is that the Holy Ghost? Why can't they wait for him to finish preaching? You don't recognize what is going on. I'm saying in every session, something will be happening to someone here. Another thing here. Another one there. As we're explaining God's word, the sights of Jesus are all over this place. Revelations of God. Encounters with the God kind. I'll close here. This is your time. It's your season. For freshness. Oh yeah. So you gotta get serious. See, some people have some thing they put in their heads. And they say, how can that be the Holy Ghost? That's the problem they have. I expect the weird stuff. It's going to glorify Jesus. Because when the fruit comes out, people are bolder to pray, bolder to preach. You see the gifts of the Holy Ghost flowing better in their lives. More church planters are raised. More leaders are raised. It's the move of the Spirit. And we're ready for it. We're ready for it. Remember, every session, as we are teaching, explaining scripture, we say, Lord, reveal yourself to me in that explanation. Let something drop in my ministry. And I see deposits of God's Spirit on everybody. Is our place of encounters. Oh Lord, we thank you. Bless and sing that song, God's Reign. Lift your hands. Oh, Ale, ba-da-da.